Okay, tonight's learning is dedicated to Lanishmas Rivka Bas Avram. Okay, Mr. Shem, tonight we are discussing a new topic, new series maybe. I don't know how many weeks we'll go with it, but there's discussing and understanding a bracha that we recite so often, not just a couple times a day, for many, many times a day, is the bracha of Asher Yatzar. I think there's a lot here from a halachic understanding. I'm not sure if we might even have a shiur just discussing the actual translation of the bracha. There's so much here that we can even discuss the pashat, what we call pshutei shel mikra, the simple translation of the words of the bracha. I don't know if we'll, there's definitely enough material. I don't know if we'll do it. I don't mean to say it's boring, chas v'shalom, but it's not necessarily as enticing, perhaps, as some of the halachic ramifications. Just to go back to last week's topic, someone reached out to me, one of our listeners, one of our members of our shir, told me that he remembers growing up with Rabbi Soloveitchik, and he said Rabbi Soloveitchik was adamantly against the recitation of Aram Zemiris on Shabbos, and he said even on Lel Yom Kippur. Said that Rabbi Soloveitchik felt that Aram Zemiris and any singing at the end of davening was not halachically okay. He thought it came from maybe from the Goyim, but he says he definitely remembers as a kid, and then he confirmed it with other people that Rabbi Soloveitchik did not allow the singing of Aram Zemiris, and not even on Lel Yom Kippur.
How do you explain all these boring rabbis?
I don't know. This is what he told me. This is what he told me. He confirmed it. And he spoke to two other people, and he spoke to someone who even he felt that singing at the end, he thought singing at the end of davening, yeah, he was against all that. Migdal, the whole shebang, yeah, he was against all of it. Yeah, but he was against even Adam Zemiris. That's already more interesting. Adam Zemiris, we already saw, is well
because
sourced
at
in
the end, or because
it's not clear. He told me he was against it even on Kol Nidrei night. That was just
so you could do Adam Zemiris earlier.
Yeah, he could do anything earlier. But this is what he told me. I found this fascinating and interesting that Rabbi Soloveitchik was not a proponent of Anam Zemiris. Okay, so we're moving on now to a new topic, a little different than Anam Zemiris. We're going to talk about Asher Yatzar. So let's just realize that the bracha, the text of the bracha, and the whole notion of making the bracha is found in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Samach Amud Beis. That's the ninth parak of Brachos. Towards the end of the Maseches Brachos, predominantly the last parak, is where you'll find all the texts of the brachas that we make. And the Gemara tells us the following. Says the Gemara, top line, the Gemara, Ki Nafik. When a person leaves the bathroom, Amar, he says, Baruch, Baruch. Now you have to remember, Tosfos points this out in the beginning of the ninth parak, that you'll see many brachas in the ninth parak, in this parak. Not always will it say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, but that does not mean it shouldn't be there. Tosfos tells us right in the beginning of the parak over there, that many of these brachas that don't have the words Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, they are assumed to be said. And therefore, even though the Gemara doesn't speak it out, put it in. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. That what? Asher Yatzar Es HaAdam. He created man b'chachma, with wisdom. Now the truth is, there is a big machlokes how to translate this word b'chachma. Does that mean Hashem made us through His wisdom, or that He injected into us wisdom? Meaning, did Hashem make the human body with a lot of wisdom on His behalf, or did He make us with wisdom? Machlokes, two different opinions. Uvaroyvo, and He created in it nikavim nikavim, holes. Hashem made the human being with different holes and cavities. Chalalim, chalalim. Again, note the lashon of the Gemara. Chalalim, chalalim. We don't say chalalim. We say chalulim. Now, I wish I knew Digdik well enough to explain to you what's the difference between chalalim and chalulim. It comes from the same idea, but it's a little different between chalalim and chalulim. Galoy v'yadua, it is... Again, it really... One, it seems like one is the verb and one is the other thing, which I'm embarrassed... No, chalalim means holes. Similar again, one is empty, one is, you know, the different subtle. Again, if we want to, this, believe it or not, Simin Vav and Shulchan Aruch is an entire simin devoted to the translation of this bracha. Again, I wasn't sure if we should do it first or do it last. Maybe we'll come back to it. Just the pashut pshute understanding of the pasuk. Maybe we'll come back to it afterwards. Galov Yadua, it is revealed and known. Lefnei Chisei Kevedecha, opposite the holy throne. Shem Yipaseach Echad Mehem. If Hashem would open up one of those things that should be closed. Now, also note this bracha. We say this all the time. Is that what we say? That's the way we say it. Some of the Siddurim reverse that order. They put Yisaseim before Yipaseach. Okay, it doesn't change anything drastically, but just we have to be honest the way the Gemara brings it down. So if either one of those cavities that should be closed would be open or open be closed, we would not be able to stand in front of you. Is that what it says in the Siddurim today? No. It says Lehiskayim. That's A, one change. B, what about the other three words? Afilu sha'achas. Right, that's only Nusach Svart. We'll see about that. Now, that is not in the Gemara. However, if you take a quick look at number two, the footnote, you see the little aleph in the Gemara? That tells you to look in the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon number two says, La'amoid lefonecho afilu sha'achas. So the Vilna Gaon put it in. Where did the Vilna Gaon get it from? It's from Rishonim. The Rith had that girsa in the Gemara. They added three words, afilu sha'achas, even for one moment. Again, I'm still not sure if I want to get into this, but there are quite a few gedolim said it that way. I saw quoted b'shem of Moshe Feinstein and b'shem of Zalman Orbach and many other great gedolim who all said those three words, even though they do not appear in the Gemara. Again, it appears in the Rif, doesn't appear in the Gemara. Not clear why some do, some don't. But Moshe has a nice piece in the Sefer Mesoros Moshe. He explains what the Machlokes is. Maybe if we have a whole shit dedicated just to the text, maybe we will come back to it. Now that's the way the Gemara ends, right?
Yes, I mean, he created.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden it switches to you.
Well, Yatzara said that means Hashem created man with wisdom.
He created
man. Right, right.
And now it's saying,
Uvarai, and he created in us, Chalom, Chalom.
And then at the end, it says, Lamo Lefanecha.
Right, now we're talking about us. Now we're reflecting his greatness by saying that we all know that if anything would go wrong, we wouldn't be able to survive.
Right, it's a different.
Correct. Right, we're switching a little bit in what we're focusing on. Now, if you'd stop for a second and ask yourself, well, we'll talk about this at length in a few minutes. This bracha is screaming to you, Brichas Hasheva. This is praise. This is all praise. We're praising Hashem. That seems to obviously be the theme of this bracha. Now, the Gemara has an interesting ending. My chosim. What do you end off the bracha? I mean, the Gemara assumes it has to be a chasima. Well, what's the chasima? Now, again, we don't have a chasima to every bracha. The brichas hanenim don't have a chasima to them. How does the shahakol end? Baruch atah Hashem l'gnachum shakolim dvarim. That's it. There's no baruch atah Hashem at the end. Because that's the brichas hanenim. Exactly. Keep that in mind as we continue. So the Gemara says, my chasim, what's the conclusion? Amarav, roifei cholim. You know what you end off Asher Yatzar? Thank you, Hashem, for healing the sick. So the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel said, Koshavina Abba, you're making the Kuliyama Katsiri. You're making us all sick. Who's sick? Guy goes to the bathroom, he's not sick. Why would I praise Hashem at the end of the bracha that he heals? All there's no one's sick over here. We're talking about healthy people, they just have to go to the bathroom. So Shmuel says, no, Roife Chol Basar. He heals the entire body. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that he allows us to do everything normally, that allow our bodies to function in the proper way. It's not so much because we're sick. But he allows the body to do what it's supposed to do, to go to the bathroom when it's supposed to, and to excrete what it's supposed to excrete. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes says, no, mafli lasos. No, don't focus on healing and sick. Focus on that the whole thing is just an amazement. The whole running of the body and everything doing what it's supposed to is an amazement. Says the Gemara, Amar Pav, Hilkach Namirinu Letravayu. Both Pshat Manais, let's say both of them. So what do we say? Refei Chol Basar u'mafli lasos. So now when you make this bracha, you'll remember that this is a pshara of two opinions. The end of the bracha is not one ending. It's a combination, a little bit of Achdus and Klal Yisrael, bringing together two different opinions, and that's how we get to Refei Chol Basar Mafli Lasos. Yes. Yeah, even though the Gemara doesn't fear it always, we have to assume that the Chasima has Shem Hashem as well. So this is the bracha the way it appears in the Gemara. Again, we'll see a little bit later various changes that people have, but at least La Afilu Sho'achas does appear in the Rishonim. It does not appear in the Gemara that we have, but it appears in the Rif and already in the times of the Rishonim. So let's talk for a second. What is the nature of this bracha? So every bracha that you make is put into one of three categories. Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaShevach, and Birchas HaNe'enim. Three categories. Every bracha has to fit in one of those three categories. So a Birchas HaMitzvah is usually easy to notice. It's usually done right before you do a mitzvah. It usually also has the magical words of Vitzivanu. You commanded us. That's usually a dead giveaway for a Birchas HaMitzvah. Because every Birchas HaMitzvah has the word Vitzivanu, that's why there's a big machlokes rishonim whether or not a lady can make a bracha on a time-sensitive mitzvah. We know we've spoken about this in many different shiur, many different places, and there's a big machlokes rishonim. Again, if you speak to Sfardim, right, I have Talmidim, a Sfardim, their brother, their sisters and mothers never made these brachas in their life. They never made a Leisha Basukah. They never made an Anatiyah's Lov. They never made any of these brachas because Sfardim Paskin, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that women do not make a bracha on any time sensitive mitzvah. Why? Because how do you say the word Vitzivana? You weren't commanded. It's Sheker. It's a lie. So we Ashkenazim in the Ramar, Saimuch Anshitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has a whole shot how to get around this problem. But in theory, it's a good kasha. How do you say Vitzivana if you weren't commanded? We've spoken about in other shurim about why you don't make a bracha on a minhog. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Amin Hogaloy Mevachina. The Gemara says, when you clap that Rava on the floor in Hashana Rabbah, you don't make a bracha on that. Why, says the Gemara? It's a minig and you don't make a bracha on a minig. Why don't you make a bracha on the minig? So Rashi ran on the page in Sukkah. Daf Mem Dalet, I think Rashi says, because you can't say the word Vitzivanu. You weren't commanded to a minig. A minig, by definition, means you're not commanded. We mentioned many times the Briska Rava has a famous pshat where he has a different pshat in a Rama. But the point is, the word vitzivon was usually the problematic word when you're talking about a Berchas HaMitzvah. So that's a Berchas HaMitzvah. Berchas HaNenin, that's pretty easy. There's never going to be the word vitzivonu, but that bracha is just it's a benefit. All the brachas we make on food and the bracha you make on a nice smell, that's all going to be brachas hanen. And the third category is brachas hashavach, shavach vohidot. It's really both. Where you're either praising Hashem or you're thanking Hashem. Right? Anytime you make a bracha on thunder and lightning, that's praising Hashem that he made thunder and lightning. You know, that's the type of bracha. So Asher Yotzar would fit into which one of those three categories? So most of us, if we had to guess, we'd say brachas hashavach. Now we'll see that that's not so pashut, even though in Rishonim it seems to be somewhat pashut. But we'll see that Reb Shlomo Zalman opens up this conversation. Now, what else could it be? So it could be a Berchas Hananin, that I got pleasure out of relieving myself. It feels good, right? Anyone knows whoever has to go to the bathroom, it's somewhat.
Could you argue that it's a mitzvah?
So there's even a third. I found a third possibility from the Eretz Tzvi, from the Klozhig Gover, from Tzvi Freimer, who has a possibility. It might even be a Berchas HaMitzvah. Maybe going to the bathroom is a mitzvah. Now, we all know, and this I do want to give a share on one day, that holding, not going to the bathroom is an Avera. That's something I want to get into at length, the rules of how long it's considered holding, right? Sometimes you not always have that ability to go to the bathroom, but there is a lav called Baal Tashartzu. The person withholds going to the bathroom, he's over in Issa Deraisa. How long, how much, we'll have to get to. But that doesn't necessarily mean going to the bathroom is a mitzvah. That just means holding, not going to the bathroom is an aver. It doesn't mean going to the bathroom is a mitzvah. So we'll see. All three possibilities are discussed. Now, you'll ask me. It's definitely dangerous, no question. But we're going to learn there's a Gemara and there's a Shulchan Aruch we're going to have to get to. Not only that, this is the one thing I want to focus on when we get to this shiur, just I don't want to ruin the whole shiur, is going, when a person needs to use the bathroom, they're not allowed to daven. Not only are they not allowed to daven, the daven is considered a teyeva. So sometimes I always watch, like, a guy goes to the bathroom after Shemon Esrei. I think to myself, that's not the right time to go to the bathroom. He goes to the bathroom before Shemon Esrei. Right? So that's the right time to go to the bathroom. Now, it's not always convenient, but that might be. So depending on how badly a person needs to use the bathroom, we'll bring that to tackle all these shas. Not only you're not allowed to daven, you're not really allowed to do mitzvahs. People overlook these things, but Blinad will talk about it. Now, what difference does it make what bracha it is? If it's a berchas hanenin, if it's a berchas mitzvah, berchas shavah, what difference does it make practically? Exactly. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach discusses the possibility. Very strange thing. Let's say a guy goes to the bathroom, he comes out of the bathroom, he needs to make Asher Yotzeh, but he can't make Asher Yotzeh. Doesn't know how to read, he can't speak, whatever the case may be. Can I make an Asher Yotzeh for him? No, I didn't go to the bathroom. Or I went to the bathroom, I made a bracha already. Do you have the rule of Af Al Pi Shehu Yotzi Moitzi, even though I already was Yotzi, can I be Moitzi? So let's work this out. So by Birchas HaMitzvah, we definitely have that rule. Let's say I already blew Shofar. So I technically can make the bracha for you. So we gotta try to have the person who's listening to make the bracha. We try sometimes to have the person who's listening to make the bracha. But technically speaking, I can make the bracha for them even though I made the bracha already. How many times does a husband make kiddush? You ever go to a kiddush? That guy makes kiddush like 12 times. That's just because he really likes drinking. So he makes kiddush 12 times. Why is he doing that? But after Mishu Yotzi Maitzi, you can make the bracha again.
It doesn't depend on the type of mitzvah.
It might depend on the type of mitzvah.
So if it's something that could go, like you tell us
about right. There are certain things you can't do. Certain brachas mitzvah are not possible. But there are certain mitzvahs that we know that are called the mitzvahs shebegufoy. Well, for example, you can't use shlichus for that. Right, I can't hire. So right, everyone's dream. I'll pay a guy to put on tefillin for me every morning. I'll stay in bed. I'll pay him top dollar. I'll put on tefillin. So Tosfos in Kedushin, in the beginning of the second paragraph, we spoke about this many times when we did shlichus. Doesn't work. Certain things are mitzvahs shebegufoy. So that is true. So we'll have to tackle that a little bit. Berchas HaNenin, the rule of Berchas HaNenin is you can only make the brach if you yourself are getting pleasure. So everyone tells me, what are you talking about? Every Friday night in my house, my father makes a mitzvah for the rest of the family. Yeah, that's because he's also eating the bread. If I'm also eating the bread and you're eating the bread, then I can make a mitzvah for you. Let's say the father's on a diet. He's not eating bread. He can't make that mitzvah. A Berchas HaNenin, I can only be mitzvah you if I also am going to enjoy this. That's also true, right? So again, so that's another riot. When do we make the bracha? After we go to the bathroom. And we make the bracha after we go to the bathroom, which would be usually, when do we make the bracha on eating? Before we eat. Here we're doing it afterwards. When is the hana? After you go to the bathroom, you feel relieved. That's when you feel good, right? So maybe if it's a brachas hanen, then it would be reversed order. It's.
But it could be because of the idea of
it could be. It's possible. It's hard to know.
Maybe you're supposed to do it before, but you can't.
Right, maybe you can. So let's see. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a tshuva, number 3, Mincha Shlomo. He says, Yesh l'estapi. One could debate. In Birchas HaShiyotzi, in Birchas HaShevach, in Birchas HaNen. So Shlomo Zalman only has 2 possibilities, not 3. We'll see the Eretz Tzvi has a third possibility. Rav Shlomo Zalman says one of two possibilities. Either it's a Birchas HaShevach, which is what I think most people would assume if you poll them. Or says Rav Shlomo Zalman, no, maybe it's a Birchas HaNeder. V'hanaf kemino. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, what would the difference be? Can I be moitzi someone else, even if I read it was Yotze? So Rav Shlomo Zalman starts off with this. So right off the bat, he says he has a right from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like it's a Birchas HaShevach. So if it's a Birchas HaShevach, Rav Shlomo Zalman, it sounds like he's assuming that I could be mighty someone else a Birchas HaShevach. Omna, however, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, not so fast. From the fact that the Achroinim rule, and Billy and Edda, we will talk more about this probably next week. That what's the time clock on an Asher Yotzeh? I don't think so we paskin, even though it's a little bit more complicated than that, which we'll get into, we paskin until you have the urge to go again. Not necessarily go, the urge. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Mishnah Berurah paskins, the imle be'erach asher yotzeh asher b'ritzoin elahat v'mayim she'enis, you're ready to go again, then shelo yivarech, you lost the first bracha. So a guy goes to the bathroom at 9 o'clock, we'll see Svaradim have a much different shita, but Ashkenazim hold, let's say a guy goes to the bathroom at 9 o'clock, and he doesn't have the urge to go to the bathroom until 6 o'clock later in the day. Okay, that's what we're going to talk about in a second. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, we paskin, that if a guy has to go to the bathroom, and he goes to the bathroom at 9 o'clock, forgets to say Asher Yotzeh. But he doesn't have the urge to go till another 5 hours. So he has up till 5 hours to make the Asher Yotzeh. But there's a cutoff. The cutoff is when he already has to go again. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, 1 second. If it's a Birchas HaShevach, why does the clock work like that? He says, Avon Choshev, Nami Birchas HaNenin, Harizet Doime Lemishiniska Shle Bech Baron of Oshes. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, this similar clock we have by a Baron of Oshes. What do we have? How does it work for a burn of fashion? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. The moment you become thirsty again. When you become thirsty again, that's by benching is equal. But by burn of fashion, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's when you become thirsty again. I says Rav Shlomo Zalman, we're using a very similar parameter for a different type of bracha. So again, it's a different type of nenin. You're right. On a typical type of brachas nenin, we don't have this break. This is a brachas nenin of a post-facto brachas nenin. So it's like a burn of fashas. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, just like burn of fashas has the same limit as this. Oh, so it must be. It's like burn of fashas.
So what would you think where you'd be single to be able to do something? Two people go to the bathroom at the same time and one
plays
the bracha?
Not even, if two people go to the bathroom, that would be great. Then we both have the reason to make the bracha. That would be easy. One guy, let's say two guys go to the bathroom, one guy came out and already said Asher Yotzeh. And the other guy didn't say Asher Yotzeh. So if it's a Birchas HaShevach, I can make the bracha for you. That's by benching.
So not by
Baron Fashas? No, by Baron Fashas until you get thirsty again. Again, it's really the same shit by benching also. It's until things digest, which we assume is 72 minutes.
By
Baron Fashas, it's easier when you're thirsty again.
Just
exactly. Well, so by Baron Fashas, the shear is when you get thirsty again, when you have the urge again. But yeah, it needs discussion.
Doesn't the bracha work more like a bracha achrona, this Asher Yotzeh?
Why?
You what you're doing and
so it's like a barn of fashas, which Rav Shlomo Zalman says.
Then,
correct. No, but barn of fashas is also a birchas hanen, and benching is also in the birchas hanen. Even again, benching is a tricky one because benching in itself is a mitzvah, so it's a little tricky. But presumably, it's a birchas hanen camp. So you're right. So it sounds like Rav Shlomo Zalman is arguing that he thinks you have to look at Asher Yotzeh not as a birchas hashevach, but like a barn of fashas. What do we say by barn of fashas? Baruch Nefashas is also praising Hashem. Baruch Nefashas, rabbis, right? We praise Hashem for all what he created. So this is the same thing. We'll get to that, right? So why the cutoff? Yeah, Michael?
Yeah, but again, I know I can write, but I don't understand. Shouldn't make it different for this Berchas and then a Berchas Shevach? What happens if you have to go? Unless you're in davening and you're in a place where you can't make the bracha.
We're going to talk about that in 2 seconds. That's what the Klosher Gavri writes, the Eretz Tzvi. He writes that in Afkamina. We'll come back to it. Yeah, if you have to go again, why do you have to go again?
No.
If someone else made the bracha for you.
No. Yeah, you go, yeah. And then you have to go nachmul.
Make the bracha. Yeah, and you didn't make the first bracha?
You didn't make the first bracha. Right,
so we'll talk about that. Shulchan Aruch has a chiddush, which we have to get to the nether.
We'll talk about that.
No, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
My chosin. That's a good point. I don't have a trouble with. But again, not every bracha has a shevach either has a chasimah. Right, it's a massive ratio. There's no chasim. Right, usually a bracha arucha does. So that's lav dafka, an indicator if it's a bracha nen or a bracha sev. Just it's a bracha arucha. Take a look now. The problem with Rav Shlomo Zalman's whole shtickle Torah is based on a premise. What's the premise? That if it's a bracha shevach, one person can be mighty someone else, even though he didn't experience the Shabbat. Is that so pasha? That's a machlokes Rishonim. Take a look at number three, the Ritva in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The second number three. The Ritva writes in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and he says, V'chein b'chol b'chas shel Shevach, any b'chas ha-Shevach, afal pi sheyotza, mighty. Even though you already yotza the bracha, you can be mighty someone else. So Reb Shlomo Zalman's whole case works very nicely with this Ritva. And by a b'chas ha-Shevach, the rule is that even though I was already yotza mitzvah, I can make another bracha for you. But look at the Meiri. The Meiri disagrees. The Meiri says in number four, same sugya in Rosh Hashanah, Birchas Tfila, or Birchas Shevach Voida, Kulan Hoida. These things are all giving thanks to Hashem. V'rotzrihen, umitoichkach, afa pi shehin choivo, ein odom moitzi es chaveir mehen. You cannot be moitzi your friend. So the Meiri argues on the Ritva. So Rav Shlomo Zalman's whole stukal Torah is only if you hold like the Ritva, not if you hold like the Meiri. But it gets even better. Look at the Ritva on Psachim. The Ritva on Psachim writes, the Ritva says explicitly what to consider, how, what category to put in Asher Yatzah, says the Ritva, not in the Birchas HaMitzvah, and not in the Birchas HaNenin, Ella in the Birchas HaSheva. So if you take the two Ritvas together, the Ritva Psachim and the Ritva Rosh Hashanah, you have Rosh Hashanah, it's Chiddush. That Eve by Birchas HaShevach, even though I already made the Bracha, I can be mighty to you. But if you hold like the Meiri, then Rav Shlomo Zalman is not 100% true. Because even if you can prove to me that it's a Birchas HaShevach, who says that a Birchas HaShevach, the rule is, Afu Bishi Yotzi, Moitzi. And Rav Avadya in the Tshuva, Yabiyo Emetaka Paskins, we don't say Afu Bishi Yotzi, Moitzi, by Birchas HaShevach, because of this Meiri. He's skeptical, Rav Avadya. Rav Shlomo Zalman seemed not to be so skeptical. He seemed to assume that if you can convince me, now Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't convinced, but if you can convince me, that it's a Birchas HaShevach, then it's partial. You say the rule, Af Bishiyat,
so
might.
So let's say lightning, right? So I'm
yeah.
So then you come to me and you say, I don't know what bracha could you make it for me? But although I already.
No, so it, if you know, right. So in theory, no, it has to be that I saw lightning also. I mean, I saw lightning.
So you come to me and I said, I already made the bracha.
Right, so you can make the bracha.
So you don't know how to make the bracha, right. So I can make
correct
it for you.
Right.
Even though I already had my.
That's right, that's right, that's right. So the chari, there's a little bit of a lumdish of machloikis here. The lumdish of machloikis is, I think, is how do you look at a Birchas HaShevach? Most of us assume a Birchas HaShevach means I want to praise Hashem because I experienced something that's deserving of Hashem's praise. So I have to be the one to express it. I heard the thunder and lightning, so I have to express it. I wonder if the Ritva holds differently. The Ritva holds, when an experience like this happened in the world, there needs to be a declaration of Hashem's praise. It doesn't have to be by the guy who experienced it. I mean, there has to be thunder and lightning watched by somebody. And when thunder and lightning happens, someone needs to praise Hashem. But Lav Davka, is it the guy who saw the thunder and lightning? That's maybe the way the Ritva holds. So the Machloek is like this. When we talk about Birchas HaShevach, what's Birchas HaShevach? I mean, something special happened in the world that demands that we praise Hashem. Well, who's the one who's praising? Is it the one who experienced it, which is the way most of us probably would have thought, like the Meiri? Or someone who knows that there was such an experience?
So,
so usually we assume a Birchas HaShevach means I experienced Shevach, so therefore I'm going to thank to Hashem. This chiddush of this Ritva is not like that.
So according to that, if we come out that somebody didn't see the lightning, but to be mighty to somebody who did see the lightning.
That's right. Very strange thing. Alpha Bishiyotza mites. I already made the bracha on the lightning.
There's only the caveat that you shouldn't even have to have gone through that if you went through somebody else.
And Achrami, Ken Zayin, according to this, even if I didn't go through the bathroom, I can make the bracha for you. Very strange thing. Now, let's go one step further. If you take a look over number six in the Sefer Siach HaSodeh, this was written by the Eretz Tzvi, the Tzvi Freimer. Tzvi Freimer was also known as the Klozhegover. I don't like calling him the Klozhegover, not because I can't pronounce it. I got better at pronouncing it. But he wasn't Rav and Klozhegover for so long. For a short time, he was Rav and Klozhegover. He was a Talmid of Avi Nezer, and when Meir Shapiro died, he took him over in Lublin. So when Meir Shapiro died, he became the Rosh Yeshiva in Lublin. For a short time, it was like about 34 till 39, 5 years, and the Nazis came in, and he was taken, if I'm not mistaken, to Madanik. I believe he was killed in Madanik. I think they say over that when he went to be killed, he went with simcha and dancing and singing. And there's a room somewhere in YU called the named after his family. Someone in his family dedicated a room, some part of YU after him. So he writes this. Yeshua is stopping number six. Im yicholim lohoitzi bebechas hashiyotze mishal yosat tzrachav. Can someone who didn't go to the bath make an hashiyotze? They tzrach lerach beatzmoi im moitzi chaver. I don't have to make it myself. I'm being moitzi my friend. Im doim, do we look at it like bread, which is what we call a Berchas HaNenin, Dim Yotza Eina Moitzi, that if you were Yotza ready, you can't make it for someone else, Kedisa Berash Hashanah, Oy Dilma, Le Berchas HaMitzvah Midamin Alei. Or maybe we could pair it to a Berchas HaMitzvah. Tamin and Hasan, Af Bishi Yotza Moitzi. Now, I don't really understand how it's a Berchas HaMitzvah, but okay, as I zakhte. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman also didn't think it was a possibility, but the Ritva did. Ritva B'sachim said, it's not a Berchas HaMitzvah, it's not a Berchas HaNenin, it's only a Berchas HaShevach. Which means the Ritva was speaking something out. Which means he was saying, don't think that Ashiyatz is a Berchas HaMitzvah. I don't know why I would have thought Ashiyatz is a Berchas HaMitzvah. But nonetheless, says the Eretz. Right, that's what we call Berchas. That's what we call Berchas HaNenin. No. That's because I'm also drinking the wine. He's talking about a case where I didn't go to bed. That's Kiddush, but not just the regular. Yeah, it means on a Tuesday afternoon we're gonna have a cup of wine. Yeah, just to have wine. Right. If I'm making but he means an example of what we call Berchas HaNenin. So listen to this.
Is it possible to have a Berchas HaMitzvah by just not being over a lot?
That's what we were discussing before.
What?
We discussed that before. I'm not so sure if that, just because not going to the bathroom is an issa, that now makes going to the bathroom a mitzvah. I don't know. Maybe? He's the only one that I came across that had this, that entertained this possibility that going to Rashi Yotza is a Berchas HaMitzvah. So look what he writes. He says, V'yin nafkamina b'zeh. V'yin nafkamina. L'inyin ho'yset tzorach ha'ptecha tfilo. Guy goes to the bathroom during davening. So believe me that we have a whole 2 pages of Maamar Mekoymus on this topic about when during davening you're allowed to say Rashi Yotza, when you don't say Rashi Yotza, very negeah. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah is the other big one. But during Tekiyas, that could be, we discussed that here once, I think, before Rashi Yotza did. But Stamos if you're davening, I have these shailos myself. Guy goes to the bathroom during davening. When do you say Rashi Yotza? When you can't say Rashi Yotza? When you're allowed to be mafsik, very negeah. We'll get to that Bli Neder Stamos next week. Right, you got to go to the bathroom. There's no question. The question. Right, exactly. So we're going to basically learn this 3 time periods. There's during Pesukah the Zimra, during Brichas Kriya Shema, and sometimes even during Shemoneh Esrei. You got to go. You got to break out Shemoneh Esrei. You got to leave Shemoneh Esrei. Again, you shouldn't have started the davening, but sometimes things happen that, you know, sudden urges, and you got to deal with it. So we'll get to it.
It's a long thing, let's say, like Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
2 or 3 times. Yes. You have to make 2 or 3 Ashiyotza.
100%. Yeah. Every time you go, you got to make another Ashiyotza. Really? Yeah, sure.
But what
changes?
Because I should have made it, but I couldn't.
So that will get to. We'll see a chiddush in Shulchan Aruch, which most people don't know. Shulchan Aruch says, in that case, make 2 Ashiyotzas.
No. What do you mean, 2?
Make 2.
If you want twice.
You go to the bathroom once, you forgot Ashiyotzas.
Yeah,
you go to the bathroom again, you come out.
You know,
good, same thing. Yeah, Tashlumin, exactly. Yeah. It calls it a Tashlumin. It's unbelievable. Now, no one knows this halacha. You know why? Because we don't pass them like it. That's why no one knows it. But it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says that in Shulchan Aruch. Right, we assume, right, we don't pass like that, but it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have a tashlum. So that's obviously very fascinating to how the Mechaber understood Ashiyotza. It's like tashlum. You can make it up. Okay. Belina, that's on this. That's another big shaila. Could be we discussed this
when
we did Meir Brachas about Ashiyotza. Yeah, you could use it. It's a good one to use. It's a good one on a fast day. You got to catch up on your brachas. So listen to the Tziach Hasod. Listen to the Eretz Tzvi Freimer. He writes, guy goes to the bathroom during davening. Sometimes it could be a long break, depending on what shul you daven at, depending on what time you finish davening. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, you can have a long break, right, in davening. You can have a long break between when you're allowed to make the Ashiyotza. Right? You go to the bathroom, and now it's a long break until you're allowed to finally talk, which we'll have to get to when that time is. So you have a very simple way to go over to a friend, somehow be meramis to him, you have to show him, you know, Ashiyotza, and ask him to make it for you. He's not davening now, he's davening a different minyan. He's davening the rit. So he asked him to make the Ashiyotza for you. Now, in this shtickle, he has a whole discussion. This is totally in how Shemei Koina works. If Shemei Koina means as if I'm talking, so then I'm invited to talk. So this we spoke about in other shurim. Right. Shemei Koina. Yeah, we talked about it as if she pays a friend. Yeah, a lot of Gishmak right over here. How Shemeika, and it works, we discussed this a couple of years ago on a Sunday morning. So says the Eretz Tzvi in the Sefer Siach HaSod, he says, what? Ubesefer minchas pitim hevi b'shem ozerua. Shene stapig im yochel v'erach ha-shiyotza im hifzik ha-chasi yitzrochel. Good. V'ayim besid the Derech HaChaim. The Derech HaChaim was the Nesivis, of Loi Berbam. He writes, Dine oine in ois hei, kos of the yochel v'erach ha-shiyotza kol yem. Im kein, im neim of the shaykh lo-hoitzi v'erach ha-shiyotza, ha-yeitza v'choyna, have a great day. Great eitza, b'zeh. Go to a guy who's not davening now. Ask him to do me a favor. Make an Ashiyotza for me. Great Eitzah. Correct, right? He's assuming Shemei Kohen is good enough just to make Shemei Kohen. Again, I'm not doing a prop. I'm not giving the right respect to this shtickel. And this piece in the Sefer, he's got many, many pages where he goes on and on discussing many sugyas and shas about Shemei Kohen and this and the other. I'm just taking a small piece.
The other hand to go to death.
Correct. The other hand to go to death.
That's like you're making the Bacha lightning.
That's exactly the same trial. So says Reb Tzvi Feinstein, look what he writes at the end. He says, Nachzu lenidon didon. Someone who doesn't need to make it can still be mighty someone else. Again, in the swarm that I saw, Rabbi Vajja was not a fan of this idea. He disagreed adamantly. But as I talked to Eretz Yisrael, framework, he passed it this way. It must mean that he holds it's like a Bechas HaMitzvah. Or maybe a Bechas HaShavach. One or two. Granted, Eretz Yisrael has another big chodesh that I don't think is the Skabla Halacha, but I had it once in Shaila, a real story. You know, now that we get to the early Shabbos mode, so people have to remember, the Shulchan Aruch sounds like you can't make early Shabbos earlier than Plak. Early, you can't make Shabbos 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you gotta wait till Plak. He has a Chiddush in Eretz Tzvi, where he also, if you do make Plak before, it's still Yetzir B'dieved. I had a Maisa once, but someone told me that they lit Shabbos candles, and they forgot, because when you make Plak Minyan, you have to make sure that the wife understands what you're doing. Because the wife sees you go to Shul, so she's, oh, my husband goes to Shul, I'm gonna light candles.
It's usually too early,
it's usually before Plak. If your husband's first leaving to a plag minyan, I always tell people the one minyan you can't come late to is a plag mincha minyan. You should never come late. But if you come late to a plag mincha minyan, you miss the whole purpose of davening plag. The whole purpose is you want to get mincha in before plag. So the husband leaves 15 minutes before a plag. So the wife says, oh, my husband's leaving. I want to light candles. So you light candles. Too early. So the Eretz Tzvi has a fascinating truth. He talks about a case where there was a certain organization that sent out a newsletter. And in the newsletter, I guess today we'd call it, you know, one of those booklets with all this manim. Again, this is, I think the truth was sometime in the 30s. And they wrote the wrong zman for Hadlokas Neiros. And every zman was before plug. And he said, leave it, don't reprint it. Don't reprint it, it's okay. He held that you can light candles before plug, be makabel Shabbos. It's a whole chiddush. My only shaila with him is, where's the cutoff? I can make Shabbos at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Where's it end? So here's a fascinating chiddush. I don't believe that's in the Skabel so much lahalacha, but there are people who used it. This guy told me, I think I'm going to use the Eretz Tzvi b'dieved that my wife was here. It's okay, fine. It was a big chiddush. Right. That's the shaila. You can't have it both ways. You can't tell him that I was yaitzeh Kabbalah Shabbos and then it's not Kabbalah Shabbos. So that was the shaila that Eretz Tzvi also passed. Yeah.
You can always why do you have to have that? You know. The last thing
we
went to
bed,
the next thing
that
you know, there's a Shevach.
Right, so even
Berachas doesn't refer back to going to bed.
No, because even Berachas HaShevach, we don't just say them all the time. It has to be motivated by an event.
Say it, that you went or that you're going to go.
Right. So
every minute. It's a correct. That you're nothing dope and nothing.
Right. But still, this bracha was in the second around the use of the bath. And we'll have to see how much around it. Now, the truth is, we'll get to this a little later. There happens to be a big machalikis Rishayim. Is Ashiyatza only for Ketanim or only for Gedolim or even for Ketanim? I don't mean children. I mean bowel movements. Ketanim is urination. Gedolim we'll just call bowel movements to be simple. There are some Rishayim that help. You only make an Ashiyatza when you actually go Gedolim. You have a bowel movement, not when you're just urine.
Why? You're talking about all the Yevirim. Oh, he's the same.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just telling you the facts. If you look in Rishayim, the Ra'ah and other Rishayim, there's a big discussion. We pass them in Shulchan Aruch that you make for either. But the word Rishayim that Taka held, you only make this bracha when you go Gedolim and not when you go Ketanim. It's like a pasuk. We don't pasuk that way. It's worth mentioning.
The other thing would say, like, you need to be mashing your mashup. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but how does that work on the Meir Brachas on Yom Tov? Does it go Busser after Tzeis for that?
So we discussed
day?
That on that too. We discussed the show. I wish I remember. We discussed it. There's a whole big machloekis. How did the clock work for Meir Brachas?
Yeah. Okay.
The beauty thing is now I can just say listen to the share because I don't remember myself.
Okay.
It's on the share. We talked about this 100%. Big share.
Because I'll see. You get a big 100%.
Very negay. It's very negay when Meir Brachas clock starts. Yeah, 100%. So, yeah.
They're really out of control. It's the other Catholic.
So that's a whole other topic. I wasn't sure if we were going to go that route to discuss it. Maybe we will. I don't know yet. But that's something that needs to be discussed 100%.
And I was thinking that I need to be answering that.
That's right. It's very negay. Now let's go a different angle. Yeah.
If you look at the bracha itself, it's very hard to say it's not a bracha.
I agree with you. I agree 100%. The text of the bracha definitely sounds brachas hashavah. It's like, again, I don't know what the Mishlam Zalman would say to that because he has his title, but it definitely screams brachas hashavah. Let's talk about another nafkamina. What position do you have to be in when you make your ashayotza? Standing or sitting? Now you'll tell me it's not negeya because probably 100% of the time, You're standing because you come out of the bathroom, so you're standing. But is there a halachic requirement to stand when you make Asher Yotze? Well, let's go back a step.
What did you say? There's no kriyas.
Right, but let's
But it depends what kind of
bracha is. Let's go back to our three categories. Right. Bechas HaNenin can be done by yeshiva by amida. Right. Bechas HaMitzvah has got to be done by amida. That we know. What about a Bechas HaSheva? Forget, let's...
No, so why Kiddush do you do with the Bechas HaMitzvah you need to do with yeshiva?
Kiddush, because over there there's... Why you dafka do or don't do yeshiva?
Yeah, I do, but dafka yeshiva.
But that's not because it's a Bechas HaMitzvah. The reason why you're doing that is because you want to have kriyas. You're being kaveh, you want to bring everyone together. That's for different reasons.
Yeah, but you can be kaveh standing up.
That's why some people talk a step for it. That's the machlekes.
Right, but I'm saying...
Some mitzvahs when you're being mighty other people, so we want to make sure that we're all together. Also, they might have to do with the Suda. There's other reasons. But your typical Bechas HaMitzvah is taka done by Amida. Maybe Afrosh's Chala might be different in Magen Avraham, a whole discussion. But most mitzvahs are taka done standing. So everything we do standing. What about Bechas HaSheva? Guy hears thunder and lightning. Does he jump out of his seat to make the bracha? Did you ever think about this? He's sitting down. He's in his seat. He's sitting in his dining room. He's sitting. He hears the thunder and lightning. Does he jump up to make the bracha? So the Prima Godim, number 7, in Hilchas Pesach. Prima Godim is in Hilchas Simon, Tof Lamed Beis. That's the simon that talks about Bedikas Chametz. Okay? Says the Prima Godim. Hine yesh brachas mitzvahs, v'shevach v'aydo v'neni. Says the Prima Godim, there's three categories of mitzvahs. We spoke about this already. He says, v'yesh brachas mitzvahs din teiro, v'yesh al mitzvahs d'rabbon. Again, mitzvahs can come in two forms. There could be a mitzvah d'araisa, and then there could be a mitzvah d'rabbon. Neir Shabbos, Neir Chanukah. U'bichas ha-mitzvah b'amidah. Says the Prima Godim, b'ichas ha-mitzvah you got to do standing. It's actually very funny. Where we learn how the brichas mitzvahs have to be done standing. So the Rosh Hashem writes by Svira. How do you know you have to stand? So the Rosh says, because we read the pasuk, I'll take me back, koma el b'koyma. Don't read the pasuk about stalks, but rather it means standing. It's not a Gemara. It's amazing. It's not a Gemara. That's actually, the Rosh, I think, quotes from the Sefri, maybe. It's not a Gemara, Meforish, that says you have to stand. And we talk a pasuk, but the Evi, he did it by me, the Yeshiva Yoytzer.
It's Tfilin.
That's right. Tfilin is a discussion with the Sfarim and Ashkenazim by me, or by Yeshiva. Then he writes, v'nen in b'yeshiva. Again, when we eat food, we don't stand when we eat food. We sit. Okay. Says the Prima Godim. Now, what about a shevach v'hoido? So two out of three we know. What about the third? He says, v'shevach v'hoido b'inyan amida oylov. What about a brichas ha-sheva? Im ha-mitzvah gam kem b'amida oydoma rak ha-brocha gam. Ikloluhu o yesh mitzvah she'en tzricha k'den ha-mitzvah kach den ha-brocha. Mushamachin da ha-brocha. Good. V'efshur hu adin brichas shevach v'hoido k'da amaron. So he's not sure. He's not sure how to look at a Brichas HaShevach. Prima Godim is not sure. So if you're not sure, what do you do? I don't know. It could be Meikah, maybe. Writes the Chashuk Yechem Reb Zilberstein. He tells us like this. You know why people make Asher Yotzeh standing? It's because of the Merami Rutenberg. What does Merami Rutenberg have to do with this? He writes like this. Merami Rutenberg was one of the great Ashkenazic Rishonim. Famous about Merami Rutenberg was in jail. He wasn't able to get out, and they didn't want to redeem him because he didn't allow them to redeem him because he knew how this is going to work. That's correct. Same story with Abundant Rabbi Yaakov. Kind of story. So Maram Rubenberg, when he used to make the bracha of Hamapil at night, he used to do it standing. That was his practice.
Was that because he was in jail?
No. He writes like this. very good. Says the Chashuk Yechem, Reb Zilberstein, Vanoig Yonoy Mevamida, those Jews who say, Asher Yotzeh standing, Yeshmokum Mechumisham, they have a good reason. You know why? Me'achav Aprima Gadim Lei Briwe Lei. First of all, the Prima Gadim wasn't 100% sure. He was Mesopic. So that's really a good reason. Then he says, Uweprat da Tashbitz Kotten, Besimereish Samach Kosev, She Rabbi, my Rami Rutenberg, his Rabbi, the Rami Rutenberg, Hoyimavorich Brichas Hamapel Bamida. He used to make Hamapel standing. Vietochin, Shenemukahu, what was the reason? Rishum the Sava the Brichas HaShevach Bamida. Why would he make Brichas HaMapel stand? Because Brichas HaMapel is a Brichas HaShevach. You have to stand for Brichas HaShevach. Vini Anachnu Lo Inogim Kach. Why don't we stand for Brichas HaMapel? V'yitoch Mishum Shon Roitz Mahas Michas Brichas HaMapel Lishina. Because we want to have it as close to sleeping as possible. Avam Aram Beutenberg Lo Choshes Lo Kach. He didn't think it has to be so close to it.
Well, the effect of Brichas HaShevach has to be Bamida though.
Because Brichas HaMapel is a Brichas HaShevach.
No, but we.
Rami,
he said that. Where do you ever see?
Well, Rami Rumberg was a Rishon. Why would he do it? Rami Rumberg used to stand for Brichas HaMapel.
He did, but we all lay down. We're in our bed.
That's what we're trying to figure out. But he's saying, but Rami Rumberg stood because he felt on principle he's supposed to stand for Brichas HaShevach.
Yeah, but so then based on that, you're saying for lightning.
So that's what Zilberstein's argument. He wants to say, I'm going to use this Brichas HaMapel as a raya the whole Brichas HaShevach. And Rami Rumberg is a chal shaviyit. Says the Sefer of Brichas Eisen, he says not so fast. He says I have another reason why the Maram Rumberg said Brichas HaMapel standing. Because if you say it's sitting, you know what happens? You don't say it. So he writes this number 9. He says, can't compare Bichas HaMapil to Bichas HaShiyotza. Why? The Efshir Shadavka Begabi Bichas HaMapil because of a Tashbiz Lomer Bamido, Michsha Shemi Yerdam Yisar Abrach. You'll fall asleep, you won't get the Brach. Alvo Mashayenke, Bashayotza, then Chashbizer. I'm not aware if you'd sit down for HaShiyotza, you'd fall asleep. Therefore, could be even that could be done by Yeshiva. And if you take a look over in the Siddur Yaibitz of Yaakov Emden, Hitaka Paskins, Tzarech Limsor Biyodecha Klal. This is the rule. Shekol HaBrocha Shein Shevach Vohido, Ne'emeres Ba'amido. So the Prima Gadim wasn't sure, Yaakov Emden is sure. Every Birchas HaShevach is done standing. So, if every Birchas HaShevach is done standing, and we assume, at least we came out here tonight, most likely HaShiyotza is a Birchas HaShevach, so you should stand when you make an HaShiyotza. And a Mapel also maybe even according to this. If you want to take a be consistent. If you take a look at Shlomo Zalman, they write Shlomo Zalman, Verabenu diktik loyma brocha zuma umadafka. Shlomo Zalman was makbit to say the brocha standing. Why? So they explain. I am prima godim semitof lamibed, which says to have, the nearest in a stabic task loyma shebech shevech, shlomo bamida. He says, because of this prima godim, it's not clear whether or not a brocha shevech needs bamida. And for that reason, Shlomo Zalman was taka makbit. To say Ashiyotza ba'amid. That's it. No, that is a shevach, but it was part of the tefillah. It's already part of the tefillah, so it becomes a little different. Yeah. So if you take a look over in number 12, they tell you about the chazanish. Look at this chazanish. Unbelievable. Udakirna, he says, I remember. Shekopam, he's talking about the chazanish. Shekopam kishabeirich bechas Ashiyotza. Whenever the chazanish would say Ashiyotza, ho yene'mad somuch likir, he would stand. Underline that word, he'd stand. Next to the wall. Upon of Misoivivis Lakir, his face was towards the wall. Ubi Brichosa, upon of Mis Admois Mamish, Meroiv Ma'amets. You see on his face. Lifnois Libay Mikolonyone Oil Mazeva Oil Mabo. He wanted to remove everything from his mind and just to make the Brach. Ubi Tzedek Higdarti, this is the person referring to what he saw, that Shebirchas Ashiyotze Shomar Nechazinish, Dom Solit Fil Shman Esri Mamish. He felt like he was saying Shman Esri. Most people say Ashiyotze, they're doing 15 things. We'll get to that later the next week. Multitasking when saying Ashiyotza. Chazanish was like he was Shemen Esra. Now, let's just to wrap up this last Nakuda, Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt brings down a machloikis between Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg and Rav Moshe. He writes in number 13, Bebrechas Barakim Veramim, thunder and lightning, which is a Brechas Hashevach, all difficult, it's better to stand. This was the opinion of Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. It's not a Chiyav, which means that Pinchas Scheinberg held, like the other side of the Prima Gadim, that a Brechas Hashevach, you don't have to stand for it. But he writes, Ve'igris Moshe, but Rav Moshe, Noyag La'amoid. Moshe was Noyag to stand. So Bekitzer comes out for all Birchas HaShevach, there's a very compelling reason why one should stand, so one should try to stand. Ashiyotzer as well. But then at the next week, we'll get to the idea of multitasking while saying Ashiyotzer, washing your hands, walking, moving, doing. That's right, going back to you. That's right, we'll talk about that. We'll see actually next week. I don't want to give away. Walking is better than drying your hands, maybe different. Walking, you're not really doing anything. You're just walking, as opposed to, let's say, checking your phone, which is a lot worse. So, we'll the next week, we'll get to that. Oh, we'll get to that also. We'll see how that's like in Chelsea Dime. That's so good. It doesn't mention, so we'll get to that hopefully next week. Okay.
Indian with washing your hands before you say the bracha.